A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Nun Gimel, Nedarim 53a, pagination is 105, starting from the Mishnah in middle of the page. Hanoder min hayayin, a person who made a vow not to have wine. Mutter b'yein tapuchim, he's allowed to drink the wine of apples, meaning apple cider. And this is the type of example that our Mishnah and Gemara are going to develop. Cases which are similar, but they're not the same. Likewise, min hashemen, if a person makes a vow not to benefit from oil, mutu b'shemen shumshemen, he's going to be allowed to use the oil of sesame seeds. Again, according to the understanding of word usage, oil and sesame oil were not the same. Regular oil referred to oil from olives. And we will see in the Gemara that that would depend on the locale, the location in which the neder was made. Min advash, if a person made a vow against honey, which would mean bee honey, mutar b'dvash tamarim, he would be permitted in the honey of dates. Min hachometz, from vinegar, mutar b'chometz sisvanios, he's going to be permitted in the vinegar that comes from grapes that have not developed properly, inferior type grapes. Minakrishim, leek, mutabakaflotos, which is a different type of similar vegetable, but it's not the same and it had a different name. Minayarek, from vegetables, mutabiyarkos hasode, he's allowed to benefit from vegetables that grow on their own that are not planted, because Yerek, in the understanding of the Mishnah, based on the locale being described, vegetables meant things that you would plant in your garden. And the Mishnah tells us, Shu Shem Levi, because it needs an accompanying name in order to describe it properly. It needs clarification, and therefore we realize that it's not the normal usage of the word. It needs an extra word to describe it. It's not included in the classification of the word that was expressed as the vow. The Gemara tells us, Tanya, we have a brisa, Hanoda min Hashemen be'eretz Yisrael, if you make a vow against oil in Eretz Yisrael, muta b'shemen shumshemen, you're going to be permitted in sesame oil, as our Mishnah stated, v'osur b'shemen zayis, but you're going to be forbidden in the olive oil, which was the understanding of the word oil when you were in the land of Israel. Ubebavel, but if you're in Babylonia, also b'shemen shumshemen, you would be forbidden in sesame oil, because that's the normal usage of the word oil in Bavel. Umutu b'shemen zayis, but if you would wonder about olive oil, it's permitted, because in Bavel that wasn't the normal usage of the word oil. Says the Gemara, based on the Braisa, Mokom shemistapkim mizeh umizeh, a place that they use both types of oil, asur bozeh uvozeh, he's going to be forbidden in both types of oil. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, that's obvious. If they use both equally, then, of course, they're both going to be forbidden. Lo tzricha deruba minchad mistapkim. The case is that most people indeed use one type of oil, and we were wondering, can we attribute the words of his neder to the type of oil that is most dominantly used in that location? Ma'u detema, I would think, ezo bosaruba, you could follow majority. Because we do find sometimes in a suffix, in a case of doubt, that we're able to follow majority. Kamash Malon, we're coming to tell you that over here, we're not paskening a suffix in most animals, let's say, are healthy or something like that. We're trying to figure out what his intent was and how to understand his wording. And suffix Yisura L'chumra, since this is a biblical possible violation, we're dealing with Nidorim, vows, which are biblical. We're going to have to be strict in our ruling on the suffix. And as a result, what he said in a place where they are using both is going to be interpreted in both ways and is going to include both materials in his prohibition. Yashar Koach, and thank you for joining.